Story and a song, story and a song, words and music, they belong. Story and a song, story and a song, hope that you will sing along.
Kia ora, I'm Tanya Badd.
And I'm Peter Forster.
And we'd like to welcome you to A Story and a Song, a storytelling podcast for children from the Bat Cave.
Well, our story this evening comes all the way from Russia.
Russia?
Yeah, that's a place on the other side of the world. It's a very big country. And, it's actually not very far from where Lena and Gregor live, and it's probably pretty cold in Russia still right now, I imagine.
I bet it is.
And this is a story about a giant turnip.
Ooh, did it live in a castle?
No, not that sort of giant, like a really big turnip.
What's a turnip?
Oh, well, a turnip's like big white carrot. Yeah, has anyone here eaten a turnip before?
Me.
Pete's eaten a turnip? No, I don't think they're so common. Not so common. What about parsnips? It's a bit like a turnip, but they're pretty popular in Russia, apparently, turnips.
Yeah.
Yeah, all right, for making turnip soup. Oh, I wonder if Lena and Gregor have had turnip soup. All right, well, here we go. Ha! This story's got a song in it as well. So once upon a time, there was an old man, and he lived with his wife, an old woman, and their grandson, and a brown dog, ruff, ruff, a white cat, meow, and a little mouse.
Squeak, squeak.
I don't know about you, but I've already had a few mice in my house. I like mice, but not in my house. Well, in springtime, that old man had taken a seed out into his garden, and he had planted it, just like we were singing, and he had watered it, and he had weeded it, and it had grown into a big, fat turnip. Yeah. And the day came when the old man thought, I'm going to go and pull that turnip out of the ground, and then I'm going to chop it up and make it into soup for all my family to share. So he went out into the garden and he wrapped his hands around the top of the turnip and he pulled. And as he pulled, he sung this song. Here we go. Turnip, turnip, big and round. Turnip, turnip, in the ground. Turnip, turnip, soon you'll be soup for all my family. But as much as he pulled and he tugged and he used all his muscles, the turnip would not come out of the ground. And so he called, old woman, come and help me pull this turnip. And the old woman, she came out of the house and she wiped her hands on her apron. And the old man, he put his hands around the top of the turnip and she wrapped her arms around him. And he pulled and she pulled. And as they pulled, they sung, turnip, turnip, big and round, turnip, turnip, in the ground, turnip, turnip, soon you'll be soup for all our family. As they might, that turnip would not come out of the ground. And so the old woman, she called to her grandson.
Oh, grandson, grandson, come here. Grandma and grandpa need your help to pull this turnip out of the ground. around. And out came the boy. Sure, Grandma and Grandpa, I'll help you. And he grabbed hold of his grandmother's apron strings. She wrapped her hands around the old man. The old man wrapped his hands around the top of the turnip. And all three of them, they pulled and they pulled and they pulled. And as they pulled, they sung. Turnip, turnip, big and round. Turnip, turnip in the ground. Turnip, turnip, soon you'll be soup for all our family. But you guessed, pull as they might, that turnip would not come out of the ground. And so the young boy, he called for the dog. Dog! Dog! And the dog.
Yeah, you called me?
Yeah, we need your help. We're going to pull out this big turnip and we're going to make soup, and you can have some of it as well if you help. So the dog took his teeth and he grabbed around the boy's belt. And the boy grabbed hold of his grandmother's apron strings. And the grandma wrapped her arms around the grandfather. And the grandfather wrapped his hands around the top of the turnip. And they pulled, and they pulled, and they pulled. And as they pulled, they sung.
Turnip, turnip, big and round. Turnip, turnip in the ground. Turnip, turnip, soon you'll be soup for all our family.
Pull as they might, the grandmother, the grandfather, the grandson, and the brown dog, the turnip still stayed stuck in the ground. And so the dog said, and in case you don't understand dog, I will translate for you. The dog was saying, cat, cat, come here now, cat, 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 cat. And the cat came slinking out of the house through the grass. And the cat, she sunk her teeth into the dog's tail. Ow! Ow! Said the dog. And the dog sunk his teeth into the belt around the boy. And the boy held onto his grandmother's apron strings. And the grandmother held her arms around the grandfather. And the grandfather wrapped his hands around the top of the turnip. And they all pulled. And they heaved. And as they pulled, they sung.
Turnip, turnip, big and round. Turnip, turnip, the ground. Turnip, turnip, soon you'll be soup for all our family.
And do you think the turnip came out? That was one grandfather, one grandmother, one grandson, a dog and a cat pulling on the turnip. Who thinks it's going to come out? Nobody's sure. The turnip stayed stuck in the ground. And the cat said, meow, meow, meow. In case you don't speak either cat or dog, I'll translate for you. The cat was saying, mouse, mouse, come out of the house. From under the door came scampering the little mouse. And the little mouse held onto the cat's tail. And the cat with her teeth bit into the dog's tail. Ow! And the dog put its teeth around the boy's belt. And the boy held onto his grandmother's apron strings. And the grandmother wrapped her arms around the grandfather. And the grandfather held onto the top of the turnip. And they pulled.
last time.
turnip, big and round.
Turnip, in the ground. Turnip, soon you'll be soup for all our family. And all of a sudden, that turnip that the old man, the old woman, the grandson, the brown dog, the white cat, and the little mouse were pulling gave a big and came out of the ground. Oh! And you know what it's like when you're pulling something really hard and it gives? The old man fell back on the old woman. The old woman fell on her grandson. The grandson fell on the dog. The dog fell on the cat. The cat fell on the mouse. But the turnip was out. And together, they all lifted this most enormous turnip and they carried it back to the house. And they washed it. And then they chopped it with their hands. They chopped it with their elbows. They chopped it with their heads. They chopped it with their knees. They do things differently in Russia.
They sure do.
They chopped that giant turnip up into pieces and they put it into a big pot with some water, probably some salt and some pepper, and maybe a dob of butter. And maybe a little bit of cream. And they cooked it until it became the most delicious soup. And then they all sat down around the table. This is the best thing about harvesting your food, is you get to share it with your friends and family. And they had great big steaming bowls of turnip soup. And as they ate their turnip soup, they sung. But the song was a little bit different this time.
Turnip, big and round. Turnip, in the ground. Turnip, now you've come to be soup for everyone.
And that is the story from Russia about the giant turnip. And we hope you will have a happy harvest and find lots of good things to eat. Maybe in your garden. Take care.
All right.
And we'll see you
later.
Next time.
Bye. Bye.
Thank you for joining us today. If you'd like to be part of our podcasts, you can join the Back Cave or support us by purchasing books and audios from our website, www.imagined-worlds.net.